On this preeminently the time to speak the truth, frankly and boldly.
I'm ready.
We need to start podcasting. Stop Googling porn.
Ah, but it's so good.
All right. So, hi. Welcome again to another
Taboo Talks.
Well, what? We said it at the same time. We're basically a team. We should kiss.
Well, okay. Don't say it. Welcome to Taboo Talks again. I am Brandon. Without a nickname.
I'm Marshall. Do I have a nickname?
No.
Oh. We don't have nicknames.
No. I just thought it was cool, like, how Charlemagne has a nickname.
He's
like,
the God.
I know, but at least he has something.
I mean, I have, like, Taboo Takeoff, I guess.
Whatever.
Fucking dude that I graduated with calling it Taboo Takeover. asshole!
Nothing infuriates me more than when people get anything I'm associated with wrong.
People spell my name wrong. Okay. Here you go. Anybody who's listening, if you ever need to spell my name, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Not a E-L-L, not E-L, not A-L. None of that shit. Dear God. I found out something I wanted to talk about. I was on Facebook earlier today, and I don't know if anyone here heard it, but there was like a story a little bit back of this KFC where a girl had gotten, like, they asked her to leave because she had scars from an attack, from a pit bull attack. And they had asked her to leave because they said she looked so bad she was, like, scaring off other customers. And it was a huge fucking deal.
Was that real?
It did really happen, like, this whole story
happened. Okay, I remember seeing it. I just didn't
know. And I looked it up today, and like, KFC hired an investigator, a third-party investigator, to see what really happened, and apparently this grandmother and her granddaughter, and the granddaughter's the one that is, what's the word? I don't want to say.
The granddaughter?
She's scarred, rather. She, like, they said they went in at, you know, X time and got a sweet tea and a mashed potatoes, and this third-party investigator said there was no one that even looked like them that was there at that time, and there wasn't even that order anywhere around that time, and I'm pretty sure that the woman was just full of shit.
So it was faked.
Yeah, the woman, like, made up this story to get sympathy, and they got, like, $135,000 out of charity because of
people
trying to help.
Yeah, I saw it, and the person who shared it on my Facebook was like, this is horrible. People make me sick. You know, like, I see this shit every day on Facebook, and it's one of the reasons I'm getting ready to fucking delete it. The only reason I don't is because I can promote, like, our podcast and shit. But
it's, I mean, I don't, when the pit bull thing happened, or when the first story came out, I was like, well, yeah, that's fucked up, but I didn't think much into it, because what the fuck was I gonna do? And I guess there's not much I can do now, but I was just thinking about it. When it first happened, it seemed kind of unbelievable, and now I'm pretty sure that there was a reason for that, because the grandmother was probably full of shit.
That's so fucked up. Like,
that is.
I don't click on any of those articles because a lot of them are just bullshit. Like, that. Like, are you kidding me? Like, did they get the money back or anything, or what?
There's the thing. You know, Facebook is, like, retarded now because it has so much bullshit.
Yeah, for real.
God, I have clicked on so many articles that ended up being fake that you go to the articles and they say, hey, this wasn't even real.
Yeah, and people share them because they don't like... It'll say just enough about the article in, like, the description to where you would have to click on it if you were an intelligent person, but to the untrained eye, they're just going to share it with their friends and be like, I care about this enough to make people think I care about this.
Yeah, I don't share links. I shared a blog last night. It was Brianna Gray. That's her, because I knew her before she had gotten married. But
yeah,
Brianna Gray wrote it, and it was about interracial marriage, and I really liked it because it's things that we have said for years, and
I don't know, I guess just reading in the blog post, and she made it so simple, and I loved it, and I can't remember everything about it right now, but, I mean, she said just some of the simplest things, like, you know, you see two white people walking down the street, any given person can see two people white people walking down the street, and they don't think anything of it.
But if they're different races. Well,
although the white people could be of different races. One could be of, like, German descent, and the other one of English. And no one would even fucking tell. It matters that they are different colors. It has to be, you have to be able to see the differences.
I've so passed this fucking, like, I was talking to someone about, like, dating girls, and, you know, everyone, it always gets brought up with, like, guys, when you're talking with your friends, and you're talking about girls, because that's what all men do, is when they're together, and ladies, I don't want them to lie to you, but when we're together, we will talk about girls for any amount of time, and it's not, you know, necessarily bad, but it ends up happening, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, we all talk about girls. That's fine.
Just like how when girls get together, they talk about dudes. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, it got brought up about, like, oh, Brandon, would you do a black girl? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I would. Like, why is that astounding information to you? And
yeah.
Then, you know, he's just like, well, I just can't see myself doing anything, you know, else. I'm like, well, as long as you're able to admit that, like, in terms of preference, I guess it's not racism or anything. I mean, but it just still, like, I don't.
I could never fuck a black girl. Well, I'll tell you, I would feel honored. You know, like, any white guy who's not fucked a black girl is like, oh my god, I just need to fuck a black girl at least one time in my life. This is an experience.
I think that sounds like...
This is an experience I have to
that's
have.
That's like a trophy thing, though.
Right?
Like, what the fuck?
That's on my bucket list. I've got to fuck a black girl at least one time.
Oh my god.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think it's on my bucket list.
Well, your bucket list must have either a lot of high standard stuff or a lot of low standard stuff. Because
I don't know.
Fucking a black girl is pretty good. I wouldn't know because I've never done it.
It's pretty.
I was watching some vlog that Ray William Johnson did, and he was like, so he had had sex with a black girl, and his friend didn't. He's like, so what's it like? And he's like, what the fuck do you mean, what's it like? So, girl, it's like fucking a girl. It's not any different.
That's how people are. I don't see color, honestly. If I think you're attractive, that's just how it is.
I know, there was a guy who was like, you know, my dad always told me, and he helped me, you know, realize that racism is bad, and the way he always explained it to me was, all women are pink on the inside. Yep.
That's fucking wild.
It's fucked up, but it helps you fight racism, so
well,
whatever.
And adversely, you have the people's parents who say, ah, mixing race is just wrong. Mixing race should never happen. Or, you know, like, they're teaching their kids that, like...
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know, it kills me. My mother told me, because, and I'll just say, you know, my mother's a huge racist, and my mother told me she would rather me be gay than fuck a black girl.
Look, okay, for those of you who do not know... We both live in Corinth, Mississippi. We live in the heart of the asshole of America.
Yeah, this isn't the South. When you go to the South, if you want something nice, you go to South Carolina.
Or, like, Texas. Like a heavily populated area of Texas, like Arlington or Dallas. You know.
Yeah, a nice, well, I mean, some small towns can be good, too. Like, you know, a lot of towns in South Carolina I know are really nice, because I have family out there. But... This is Corinth, Mississippi. It is not just the South. It is what they refer to as the Dirty South.
Yeah, this is...
For a reason. The people here are fucking dirty, and the people's views on life, despite what they think, are really fucking dirty. They're just, oh, you can't fuck a black girl.
Like,
why not?
And what you've lived in this your entire life, and I moved down here 7 years ago in ninth grade at the beginning of high school. And now I can talk shit about it because I've lived here for so long that it's fucking retarded how people... I was told, let's hear this metaphor. I'm going to explain this metaphor that was told to me. About having sex with, like, and mixing races. I was told, like, imagine you got a white bucket of paint, and then you stir in some black. What happens to the white? And I just, like, I didn't even, I knew what she was saying, but it was just so, so unbelievably racist. Like,
yeah, it was ridiculous.
Having sex with another race is like, you taint your soul, is what she's saying. Like,
basically, yeah.
We are the white, pure fabric, and if you have sex with someone else that isn't of the same race as you, you're just done. You can wear
a darker colored sheet at the next Klan rally.
Right?
What the fuck?
Good lord. And, like, it's so... And the people, like, they don't... They understand it, and then they teach it to their kids, and then their kids are the same way. But their kids are... It's even worse, because kids say, oh, I just think it's wrong. And I... Just don't do that. I'm not racist, but I just don't do that. I just don't do that.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, there's no reason for you to not. I'm not saying that you need to be attracted or have sex with people of the opposite race, but don't say you're not racist, or don't say, like, yeah, just say it. I don't think black girls are attractive, or I don't think Mexican girls are attractive. I don't think Filipino girls are attractive.
Yeah, for a long time I was that way because I had been, like, raised basically to feel slightly negatively towards black people. It's not like, I'm not going to say, like, kill black people or anything. It was just to see black people as very different. And it took me a long time to, like, get over that and, like, realize that black people aren't really different at all.
I had a friend, I'm going to just say friend, or acquaintance, who, like, it was in a relationship with this really hillbilly dude, and, like, I'm talking hillbilly, like, the worst kind of
tobacco chewing, boot wearing, big truck driving,
little dick
motherfucker.
This guy, okay, so, he got caught watching porn a lot. And every time I were around the guy, they always, you know, he's racist too. He got caught watching porn several times by his girlfriend. And the girl, you know, said the type of porn he watched. And I was so surprised. It's like, all he watches is black guys on small blonde girls. And I'm like, shit. Hold up! You're talking about this guy who literally lives and breathes racism is watching black dudes have sex with white women. Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, what do you mean?
Because he's full of shit.
He's not full of shit. No. I can jerk off to interracial porn, but being with a black person or a black girl is just wrong or whatever. And yeah. Then, like, ugh.
Oh, well, that's wrong, but I can jerk off to their porn all day.
You can jerk off
what
to
the fuck?
Just ever. Like gay, like people against gay marriage, you know.
Watch those lesbian videos.
Watching lesbian porn.
You're not allowed to jerk off to lesbian porn if you're against gay marriage.
Right.
That is a rule, damn it.
No, they do it.
Yeah, I know. I know, that is a rule that I'm making up, and you all better
go in a group of guys and say, you know, being gay is just terrible, and they're like, yeah, it's so bad, and then you say, even lesbian girls, well,
that
ain't right, I guess.
If you... like, walk up to any group of men, anyways, and, you know, how many of you think gay marriage is wrong? I'm going to say, throughout the entire country, maybe 25% of them will raise their hand. Nowadays. Nowadays, because the internet is made.
I feel like, honestly, I don't think, like, two really attractive girls making out is just not... I'm not attracted to it at all.
I am not that much. Yeah, I would if my penis was between them.
They'd be having sex with you, not each other.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, why are you having sex with each other? You're defeating the purpose. You could be fucking me.
I just don't. I don't get. I'm not attracted to it at all.
I would watch more porn if I wasn't so selfish. Why am I not in this? And then I make. And of course, when I make one, I realize that I don't. Oh yeah, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. But I mean, if you walk into a group of guys and say how many of them think gay marriage is wrong throughout the entire country, I think, you know, with the internet showing that the internet's changed our views and made us a lot more liberal. But I'm going to say maybe 25 to 50% would raise their hand saying that they think gay marriage is wrong. Now tell them how many of them have not jerked off to a lesbian video. Right. One might raise his hand.
Dude, that guy's like, he's probably not done it yet, but he's about
and
to.
And he's the gay guy.
He's right, the 100% gold star gay guy.
The really gay guy. Even the regular gays probably jerk off to it as well.
Whatever, like, and the whole, like, relationship thing I was talking about earlier, this girl, like, stayed with the dude who was jerking off to this porn, and she dyed her hair, you know, I'm not gonna say names or anything, but she dyed her hair blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe he'll like me. I'm like, no, apparently you need to have sex with black dudes for him to care about you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying if you watch porn, you don't care about your significant other, but this guy was like, he didn't give a shit about her. But
yeah.
She was legitimately trying to win him over. But that's a whole nother type of relationship, I guess.
Yeah, that's just one of those things. I don't think porn was the reason for that, although that is...
Conventional relationships have changed a lot, I guess you can say. Like, now, I know tons of people who watch porn with their girlfriends or watch porn and their girlfriends know, or their girlfriends watch porn and whatever. It's like a thing that just happens.
Yeah.
It's not frowned upon anymore. It's like a recreational activity now.
And I'm 100% for that.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I'm not, voyeurism, I just can't get into it. Like,
oh, no.
My thing is, when, like, Tumblr, like, I admire it, and then I scroll. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's nice. I scroll past it. You know, that's the way I do it.
Porn isn't something you stumble upon. Porn is something you look for. If you are wanting to see porn, you will look for it. If you're scrolling through Tumblr and you see a pair of tits, you're not going to start jerking it right then. It's just one of those things.
So I know there's tons of people who do that. I'm pretty sure.
Never done that in my life. But when any time I know about it, it's, okay, well, I need to jerk my dick right now. I'm going to spend at least 20 minutes looking for porn so I can jerk off for 3 minutes. And that's probably my longest time.
Man, dude. I remember, like,
yeah.
Like, I, and then I have friends, or, well, not friends anymore, but, like, friends who, their significant other gets pissed because they got caught watching porn.
Yeah.
Like, in a Goodwill bathroom.
I had a girl that, like, got on my phone and found porn, and I'm like, she got mad at me, and I'm like, You probably watch more porn than me.
Right?
What the fuck are you mad about?
Women logic, you know. They can sit there and talk about being covered in Ryan Gosling's fluids. But as soon as you say, that girl's attractive, I would sleep with her. You are such a pig. This is disgusting.
That girl's pretty. You're a pig. You just said you wanted to swim in a bathtub full of Ryan Gosling's semen. Gosling's semen, so fuck you. I'm sorry if I don't quite, adhere to your bullshit. No. But, the interracial thing just kills me down here, because people, if you see two people who are different, it's always frowned upon. Even the people who aren't racist, per se, like, subliminally in their mind, they, like, oh, well, I just think I ought to stay away from them. What the fuck does that mean?
Like, okay. So... like I said, the dynamics, they're, for the most part, the dynamics of relationships have changed. You know, there's things that are more accepting. Like, I'm not going to care if my girlfriend at the time just decides to watch porn. But some people do. It's just, you know, I don't know. I guess it also has to do with where we live. A lot of people are more conservative about things. But, yeah. Like, I'm conservative about stupid shit. And, like, what the fuck... Farting. Please, please, please. And I know, you know, some girls, you know, just let it rip, but, like, I am the type of guy that says, you know, please don't ever let anything come out of your butt and let me hear about it. And in turn, I will do the same for you. Because I, in every one of my relationships, every single girl I've been with, I've never farted in front of them. I've never let them know when I'm going to go number two.
I've done that because I'm just a crude person. And, like, I'm just kind of a dick to the girls I date. And I want them to imagine my pooping asshole because I'm mean. But if they do that to me, I'll get pissed off because I guess I'm a girl. But, no, I told Brandon about this. There was this girl, last girl I dated, I was just, like, walking with her park. She fucking farted in front of me. And starts laughing. She just laughs like it's funny. It's not, what the hell are you laughing about? I just farted. Yeah, I know you just farted. What are you laughing about? Because it means I'm comfortable in front of you. Well, you need to stop being so comfortable in front of me. Because I'm not having that. I'm completely done with it.
Dump her right at the park.
Dump. Fuck you. We're garbage. Goddamn.
No. I got a question. I put up, you know, I tweet me your questions for the podcast, and I got one that says, when the fuck did you get a podcast? Yeah, relative, this is, you know, brand new and everything.
Pretty.
It's so, and I thought, you know, I didn't, well, going off topic for a minute with this question, it's not even a question, but I'm going to, you know, use it, talk about something. I didn't realize it was this easy to make a podcast. At all. Like, to get it on iTunes. I thought you had to, like, jump through fucking fire and walk on glass. Yeah,
that's an interesting thing, because iTunes typically, you know, does shit. I've gotten, like, 3 messages.
What do you fucking mean? Anywho. So, I think okay, the farting thing. Like, I don't even want a girlfriend to know I'm in the bathroom at all. Like, period. Like, I'll run the sink water, and sometimes I'll run the bathroom water. And I sound like a girl, but I just, it's something that makes me feel, I feel vulnerable. I don't like it. I'm sitting on this cold, hard thing, and my pants are on my ankles.
Well, that's you should get a different, like, toilet seat, because you don't have those cold-ass toilet seats. I don't fucking do that.
But shit. And then, you know,
soft seats, come on.
No, dude, the soft seats that feel like they wobble and shit, and it feels like you're sitting on a dinner plate that's on top of a traffic cone. Like, you're trying to, like, balance on it.
That's better than having a cold ass, I'm just gonna say.
Whatever. I will not ever.
I can balance my ass well enough, but I cannot deal with the cold.
I have, like, been at parties, and guys just, like, with their girl, they just, like, let it all out their asshole.
If you fart in a group of people, you need to die. You are the biggest asshole who ever lived if you fart in front in a group of people. That's worse than farting in front of your girlfriend. Because, I mean, at least a girlfriend is someone you're, like, comfortable with. But, I mean, shit. In front of a group of people? I don't know you. I don't know you and you just farted in front of me. You gave me one hell of a first impression. You're a little asshole. God, Jesus. I can't handle that. Remember that when we talk about this, we're talking about ex-girlfriends, and it's for a reason. Farting in front of me.
Ex-girl. Well, like, I'm not gonna get mad, like...
I'm gonna get mad if you fart in front of me. I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm gonna throw you through a window. You're not allowed to fart in front of me.
I'm not gonna get mad, but, like, a piece of me's gonna die. Because, like, I just wouldn't do it at all. Period. And, you know, girls feel the same way, I guess, but... I don't know. I was with one girl who liked to do that, and I was just like,
yeah, this isn't working out.
Yeah, this isn't working.
Why? Because you fart all the time.
It's like shortest relationship.
There's a reason.
Oh my god.
It's hard for me to find you attractive if you're farting. There's air coming out of your asshole all the time. Jesus.
So, like, this makes me think about, like, okay, so, like, if a guy, let's use the girl's side right now. Girls, if a guy, like, lets one, if I see a guy let one rip, like, in front of you at a party, like I did a couple weeks ago, you must love this guy with all of your heart.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, he didn't just fart in front of a group of people. He embarrassed himself and you. You're a sort of an attachment of him. And it's almost like you farted, too.
I think... And this guy was like, what? Like, he's like 6, maybe 7. And I just felt like this girl either loved him so much or she just really, really wanted to have sex with him. And, like, you know, I don't know sometimes what girls want in men and guys. So, and that just throws me off.
Jesus. No, it kills me. What was that? Last night, I was at work and I was talking about, like, disgusting things that girls have. And it was... The manager was like, well, what are some disgusting things that girls have or they do that just makes you run away? And I'm like, well, there's a lot of things. But things that will make me directly hate a person that I don't even know. There was this girl, and she was in your major. And she was, like, huge, which doesn't matter. Weight doesn't matter. But she would wear these tiny tank tops, and it would make, like, her back fat stick out over her shirt. And those fucking back boobs. Can't do it. Can't do the back boobs. That's awful. That's disgusting. You can't be walking around with boobs out your front and your back.
I used to have back boobs.
No, you didn't, because you didn't wear shirts like that.
Oh, okay, so the shirt created them.
Yeah, it is a mixture of the fat and the shirt.
Oh, all right. We got a question.
What's that?
What is your opinion on marriage? Do you think it's necessary or just something you think you have to do? You go first.
First, marriage is not completely necessary. A lot of people have marriage as a part of their, like, life plan because it's kind of been ingrained in us. And some people want to be married just because it makes them feel more comfortable or stable. And I think that is an issue that they should probably deal with on their own. But past that, some people just want to be married. And there's nothing wrong with that, I suppose. But it's not absolutely necessary. It's not needed. Two people can go. They can be in a relationship, just a relationship for 60, 75 years, die together, don't have to be married, and that's fine.
Yeah. That's my point right now, to answer the question, is if you love someone, you don't need a piece of paper to tell you that to tell you and everyone else that you love someone.
However, the marriage, if you're married, you get, like, legal benefits. Like if you and I were married, because me and Brandon are going to get married one day. It, like, if one dies, the other one, it has rights to something, have rights to stuff, and, you know, it doesn't get passed on to someone if they don't want to have it. Like, if I died right now, like, my mother would get my shit. I wouldn't want her to have my shit. She doesn't know what to do with my shit.
I don't know. Like, I know, like, you get insurance and shared bank accounts. Like, okay, that's some of the shit that kind of scares me. Like, I'm very scared of marriage in a sense that, like, it's a really, really expensive breakup. Like, oh, yeah. You know, I'm the type of person that never looks at the long run when it comes to relationships. I just sit there and take it, like, a day at a time. Now, you know, like I said, it's just a piece of paper. And honestly, I don't think it's wrong to get married. I don't have anything against it. But you have to look out for, like, there's a lot of girls and some guys that their goal is to be married. And they think that that's the...
They think the first person they meet is the one, and they need to marry them.
Yeah, and they get married, and down here especially, they get married. So I have a friend who's, like, he's locked down for good. Like, he's married to, like, this woman, and she sucks. She treats him like shit, and he can't do anything about it because, you know, it's sad. He's lonely, and, you know, that's all he knows. And he's trapped because she, you know, that was her goal. She just, once she got with him, she wanted to be married. That was it. That was the end all be all. There's nothing else after that. And some people are like that. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting married at all. My other problem is the expenses and things that people, you know, some people, I don't think spending money on a wedding is wrong. I think spending these ridiculous amounts of money on weddings is wrong. Like, some people are like, I have to have this. It has to be this. we have to have these tables. It has to be here at this $20,000 venue for one, you know, afternoon. It's like, why do you need all this for, you know, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but this is going to, 50-50% chance this is not going to work out. That's just how it is. You know, that's the divorce percentage, but really, you can take that to all relationships. It's not just marriage. Some people don't realize that they, you know, they don't work out together. You won't know that you don't work out with someone for a while sometimes, like even until you live with them. If you don't live with someone, like at least for a month, you won't know the things that you find out you don't like about them.
Yeah, you won't, because you could just marry someone and then right after move in with them, and you find out, like, oh, they're going to try to use my toothbrush. That was an issue that came out. Someone's, oh, are you fine with using the same toothbrush as someone? Hell no, I'm not. That's been in my mouth with my germs on it. I want my toothbrush. I want your fucking germs. I don't know what you have.
I would use the toothbrush. Fucking nasty. I would. That's something I'm not conservative about. But, you know, the farting thing, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your farting.
I will use, I think I have used a girl's toothbrush before.
Oh, dear God.
But if you kiss a girl, it's almost the same.
Well,
I think it's almost the same.
Yeah, I know.
Granted, I'm not cleaning your teeth and plaque lines with my tongue, but, like, come on now.
Although that would, you know, be beneficial.
And I just like to think, because when I'm done with my toothbrush, I, like, run hot water and I'll clean it with my thumb and everything and stuff, and then put it, like, shake it off so no mold and shit grows on it, and I'll put it back. And I like to think everyone does the same thing.
Not everyone does the same thing. You know what I do? I pull it out, smack it against the sink a couple times, put it in the cup.
With, like, spit bubbles and shit on it.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit? God damn it, no.
I clean my teeth, that's what matters. Don't want to hear it. Oh, shit, we're running high on time. We need to wrap it up.
Are you serious? How long has this one been?
Roughly 32 minutes.
You want to keep them at 30 minutes?
If, sort of. Should we do them longer?
I don't know.
I think 30 minutes sounds pretty good to try to hold anyone's attention span.
Yeah, I guess.
There goes.
All right, so take a note of all this.
Write it down, live your life according to us.
This is advice, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and don't forget we're performing, so, like, we are doing a little bit of performing there. We make jokes and... You have to take what we say with, oh yeah, they might be just fucking with us.
I don't. I live my life 100% from what I say, but...
Yeah, well, that's why your life's a joke.
Don't forget to subscribe to Taboo Takeoff channel on YouTube so you can watch the podcast if you want.
If you are watching it on YouTube, you can you download it off of iTunes or SoundCloud.
Definitely, definitely. And Marshall at Taboo Takeoff on Twitter, and me at ThugPassion19 on Twitter. Now, tweet us questions. We like answering questions a lot, and we will fit them. We can find a way to fit them into any topic. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you can tweet them to at us, and before we start podcasting anytime, we will look on Twitter. We will look for the hashtag Taboo Talks, and we'll... see if we have any questions, and we'll try our best to answer them on the show. Right now, I think we're able to answer all of them because we don't have 100,000 viewers.
Yeah, I just keep Twitter up 100%.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. Anyways,
we'll see you next time.
Yeah.